from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, good to be with you. Steelers tomorrow, 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. kickoff. You can hear the game here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I have you for pregame. Texans countdown starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Should be fun. Steelers are going to be starting Justin Fields in that game. Mike Tomlin revealed yesterday. We'll have some Mike Tomlin audio a little later in the show. Talk about the matchup, some of the things that we're going to be looking for in the game. Tomorrow, Josh Allen was asked at Buffalo Bills camp yesterday, because the big story up there is no Stephon Diggs. He's with us now. They asked Josh Allen, do you miss Stephon Diggs? Here's what the Bills quarterback had to say.
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. I don't know if I'd say miss. He was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. You can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working.
All right, Seth, rate, if you will, Josh Allen's effort to dance around the fact that I think he really does miss Stephon Diggs.
Right there. I have to give him a C in that. The biggest problem he made is that whenever a journalist uses a triggering word or something like that, you don't have to restate the word. The most infamous example was, do you consider this season a failure with Antetokounmpo?
Oh, with Giannis Antetokounmpo, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't have to actually answer. You don't have to answer the question. You can reframe it. And in that moment, Josh Allen is just trying to be diplomatic. This is the problem. These damn freaking headline writers and sports radio hosts, not you, Sean, don't get, is that like whenever you ask a guy about somebody who's not on their team, the athlete knows that that's going to be framed as, a comparison between the guy that used to be there and where he is now, or some kind of insult towards the guy. So Josh Allen was trying to do the right thing and be diplomatic and basically not sell out the guys who are on his current team. Yeah. He doesn't want to sell out his current receivers by saying, like, oh, I don't know how we move on without Stephon Diggs. But then the headlines become, either Allen says he doesn't miss Diggs
right.
as he continues to progress on. Josh Allen had interesting answer when asked if he misses Stephon Diggs on the Bills. Josh Allen sounds like he couldn't wait to get Stephon Diggs out of the Bills locker room. That was a headline.
Actually reading headlines?
Yes,
right now?
I'm reading headlines.
Okay.
This is not AI or anything.
Right.
This was a headline from that quote right there.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's replay it and then listen to these. Okay, so play it one more time. The question was, do you miss Stephon Diggs?
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. Miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. He was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. You can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's living it. He says, I can't say I don't miss him. Right. You know, like, right. It just, he kind of said, he was dancing around the word miss because the headline, I feel bad for him because he was trying real hard not to have a headline that says Josh Allen misses Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
That's what that D-bag writer was hoping for.
Yeah, yeah,
that he
yeah.
could plant it on there and talk about the woeful state, and I don't know how Keon Coleman's doing in camp. So Josh Allen knows that, and he's trying to think, all right, well, I don't want these guys to make a big, huge the sports talk segment out of. And then so he dances around it. He actually at one point says you can't say you don't miss him.
Right, right.
Headline on fan-sided, yeah. This internet rag, Josh Allen sounds like he couldn't wait to get Stephon Diggs out of the Bills locker room.
I did not hear that. Unless there's another quote floating around out there from Allen yesterday.
Yeah. No, they're talking specifically about that quote. Yeah.
That's brutal. That is brutal.
Josh Allen apparently doesn't miss having Stephon Diggs around is one of the subtitles. And then they list this actual quote that we just listened to.
He would have been just better served saying, I'm really happy with the guys that we have, and just not even mentioning Diggs' name. You know what I mean? Like, just give a 10-second answer about who's actually... I'm only going to talk about the guys who are here, and I like these guys.
There's a part of me, Sean, that selfishly, as a Texans fan,
yeah.
I hope that Stephon Diggs actually doesn't read the article. I hope that he doesn't. I hope he only sees the headlines so that when the Texans play the Bills,
him. Yeah.
It's a little bit of like, oh, you don't miss me, huh?
Yeah.
You don't miss me, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't find the video. Just go look for the headlines. Texan fans, Diggs is on Twitter. Feed him the headlines. Feed him the video.
I don't know. I want his mental health to be as good as possible.
Probably.
Plus, I want him to be able to go in and play the Bills and perhaps not have to. It's a, you know, if the Bills anticipate that the Texans are going to try to feed Stephon to make Stephon happy in that game, he'd be a nice little decoy for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe for at least the first quarter.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you tell him that, like, hey, listen, Stephon. We know that they know that we know that they know that we're going to try to make you happy and give you the ball because you're so much happier here than with that scoundrel Buffalo Bills team, Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it look like we're trying to air it out to you early, and we're going to feast on some underneath stuff, open some stuff up, and then when they get wise to it, if and when they get wise to it, then you'll get your opportunities. Maybe
later
in the
game. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, it might just be the game-winning touchdown or something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Like even in that article, the quote, he was a guy that was reliable and you can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely you can't say that you don't miss that.
Right, right, right. And it's, you know, the headline part of it is one thing. I'll tell you what, just – and Josh Allen touching on it there, saying he's probably doing that in Houston – I've thought about that in watching Diggs kind of conduct himself with this team, with the Texans in practice, and the way he's so front-facing out there. You know what I mean? Like, he's everywhere. He's talking to guys on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball. You do feel his presence out there at practice, and it has, you know me, I have a hard time living in the moment and enjoying the moment. There's times where I've let my mind wander a little bit and go, man, if Diggs isn't back next year, there will be a void that you feel a little bit just based on these first 10 practices that we've seen. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a presence out there, you know?
If Josh Allen was going to answer honestly, like, he's right. Like, so he's got to be careful about that, and because the answer, of course, is yes. They're a better football team with Stephon Diggs there, and it just as of the moment. But you got to keep building. So it's a really hard to. That's why you can't answer the question directly.
Yeah.
So when they ask you, "Do you miss him?" You give some kind of. You got to give some platitudes about, look, we're in a growth industry and things change every year. So, you know, guys leave the team every year. I love Steph and I think he's going to be awesome for the Texans, but we're really excited about the young guys we have.
There you go. You know?
And then somebody will misinterpret that or at least try to make more of it or whatever.
For sure.
It's just incredibly irresponsible BS by a lot of these people. Like, I'm getting angry on behalf of Josh Allen and the Bills.
Which feels
I don't
weird.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's how they've ruined my life.
That's right. They made us feel sorry for another AFC team. Text message, I definitely don't do miss Diggs.
Yeah.
Sign Josh Allen. D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. How's the time been in Ohio, D'Amico?
I've been here in Cleveland. I think we've had really, four really good days of work. Just telling some guys, I felt like we finally had real camp practice, just how efficient we were offensively, defensively, being where we're supposed to be. It felt like real camp practices. So I was happy to get the work in. I think we accomplished a lot by being here.
Okay, so
that's riveting, Sean.
Yeah,
yeah. One thing they talked about a lot of the players was and the coordinators especially. Damn it, this is the first time in a while I've lost my voice. I got so angry over the Josh Allen stuff.
You sound okay.
So, trust me. Get ready to do the rest of the show solo around about the 2 hour mark. Especially the older coaches that went through actual two-a-days. Man, there is something about being in a college dorm or just, outside your normal city where, as D'Amico said, you just kind of feel dialed in and focused and he said this is the first time it felt like a real camp.
Yeah.
And there's something about when it's really cool logistically and everything else when you're able to have your locker room in your home stadium and that's where you are every day. I do worry sometimes it almost gets a little too routine, that including during the season when there's not necessarily anything special about the ritual of game day.
Yeah.
You're doing the exact same thing you do six other days a week. You park in the same parking spot. Mm-hmm. You walk into the same locker room. Oh, there's a different uniform in my locker today. But it's just, it doesn't feel quite the same. So likewise with training camp, I think there is a lot of value to at least getting away for the first couple weeks. And I'd preferably a college dorm, because then you can haze people with fewer eyeballs on you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
College dorm with roommate or college dorm solo room?
College dorm, unvested veterans have roommates.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's how I would do
it. That's how you do it?
That's the old way, my friend.
Unvested veterans have roommates. When do you get vested?
After 4 years of
4 years?
Six, you got to be active for, I think it's still, you got to be active for six games in a year to have it accrue.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you got to be on the roster for a good amount of time, for at least 4 years.
Gotcha.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
D'Amico Ryans was asked about this yesterday. Laremy Tunsil is not going to play in this game. We can give the Titus Howard update real quick because that cuts 2 seconds long. D'Amico Ryans asked, how's Titus Howard doing? He left the field 2 days ago on a cart and tweeted about how he thought he walked off the field when he saw these reports about getting carted off the field. How's Titus?
Any update on Titus Howard?
Titus is good.
Titus is good. Okay, so we'll see if Titus plays in the game. On Friday, he did not practice yesterday. We know Laremy Tunsil will not play in the game. C.J. Stroud will. D'Amico Ryans was asked, do you give any consideration to who's playing on the offensive line when it comes to making your decisions as to who plays overall in this game?
No, doesn't change it at all. No, we keep going with our offensive line. We're always you know, moving guys around, having guys play different positions. So it doesn't, whoever's available and ready to go, they'll be out there for preseason.
Now, there will be no TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith in this game.
No TJ Watt, no Alex Highsmith, and no Cam Hayward either.
Yeah.
So, like, the three best pass rushers, the three most dominant guys on their defensive front are not going to be playing. They will still have their starting nose tackle, Benton, and Ogunjobi, the defensive end. So the interior offensive line will face some good, solid, actual NFL starters, unlike the guys they played against in the Bears. So I'm a little less excited now because the offense doesn't face as good a test. I'm actually really excited about the test the defense will have because, frankly, I think in the preseason, especially where you're not game planning and you don't have any film on these quarterbacks in this system, I think they're going to face a more important test versus Justin Fields than they would versus Russell Wilson. They've been running zone read and everything up there, and Justin Fields was the second leading rusher in the league last year at quarterback. Like, we're going to get to see the starting Texans defensive line going against a mobile quarterback, which has been a headache for the Texans both last year and was a headache for DeMeco Ryans as a defensive coordinator in San Francisco. The mobile quarterbacks tended to be the 49ers' least impressive games.
Yeah, and I know they're not installing a game plan for week one yet. They're just working on putting a roster together for the season. But the fact of the matter is they play a really mobile quarterback in week one that tore them up in week two last year in Anthony Richardson. So the more these guys, the more of the Fields types that they can face in the preseason, you know, the better. They play the Steelers, mobile quarterback with Fields. Daniel Jones, they play. I'm assuming Daniel Jones will play when they play the Giants next week. He provides some of those elements as well. So that's a good point. Yeah, like them seeing these guys will be – defensively, the Texans will be a really good test. I'll be honest, Seth. Like, I'm – I was glad to see they weren't facing Watt or Highsmith or Hayward in the news yesterday just purely because it's less risky for C.J. Stroud. You know, that he's not going to get his head handed to him at some point.
TJ Watt wasn't much of a factor in last year's game.
I get it.
I get it. I don't know.
I get it. You know who will definitely not be a factor? Whoever's replacing TJ Watt.
Well, I don't know. That's where, you know, I credit Bobby Slowick with dialing up protections to help protect against TJ Watt last year, too. But that, I guess without those guys out there, there's more of a chance you see more of a wide-open version of the Texans' offense.
Maybe.
They feel like maybe in the first series they experiment a little bit and see how everything's going, and then in the second series just really release the hounds. If you feel like the O-line can handle their business, release the hounds and let's get after it. Tomlin said that the starters will go two series for them.
For them?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The starting offense, the only guys that aren't playing are Russell Wilson and their left guard. So the Texans defense will face a starting offense, including the guy who might be the starting quarterback for the Steelers.
Yeah.
The reports out of the Steelers, they've been pretty positive about Justin Fields.
Yep.
You know, the big thing with him is he's got such crazy ethereal arm talent that he's gotten away with really sloppy footwork over the years, and that's part of why he's so inconsistent. They say that his footwork is really cleaned up.
Yeah.
Just even from OTAs to now. You got to see if it holds up in game situations. That tends to be when some of those adjustments change. But I'm excited to watch just as an experiment.
I am too. I mean, Arthur Smith is the OC there now. I mean, I don't know how good a head coach he was in Atlanta, but he's a good offensive coordinator. So we'll see what he's got dialed up. We'll get our first taste of it on Friday, tomorrow. 6 o'clock kickoff here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to headlines coming up next here. The Astros get a big win yesterday in conjunction with a Mariners loss, so they're back in first place. We do have some reports from Dana Brown on two of the key injured Houston Astros. And the reports seem positive. We'll have those for you. Some NFL news as well. We go into headlines coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.